BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Palestinian media say dozens of people have been killed or injured in an Israeli airstrike in the southern Gaza Strip. Gaza's civil defence agency says at least 40 tents in Al-Mawasi, a designated humanitarian zone, were destroyed. The Israeli military says it targeted a Hamas command centre. In the north of the territory, the head of the UN's Palestinian agency said Israeli troops stopped its convoy and detained staff for more than 8 hours. Jaesung Lee reports.
In a post on X, Philip Lazzarini said the UNRWA convoy had Palestinian and international personnel involved in the rollout of polio vaccines in the northern Gaza Strip. He said UN vehicles had been bulldozed and its staff held at gunpoint. Mr. Lazzarini said this meant it's now unclear whether the polio campaign will take place in northern Gaza on Tuesday. Earlier, the Israeli military said it had stopped the UN convoy after receiving intelligence that what it called Palestinian suspects were on board.
Three Pakistani MPs from the party of the former Prime Minister Imran Khan have been arrested outside Parliament in Islamabad. The PTI party's leader in Parliament says he's stuck inside the Assembly building, afraid he too will be detained. The reason for the arrests hasn't been revealed, but a BBC correspondent says they are likely to have been made under a law passed last week that allows the authorities to regulate public gatherings. The American actor James Earl Jones, best known for being the voices of the Star Wars villain Darth Vader and Mufasa in Disney's Lion King, has died. He was 93. His career spanning 6 decades started on Broadway, where his roles included King Lear and Othello. David Sillitoe has this report.
Anyone ever told you what happened to your father?
The voice of Darth Vader. This alone guaranteed James Earl Jones a place in Hollywood history, but when Star Wars first came out, he didn't even appear in the credits. However, it was just one of dozens of roles. His remarkable voice can be heard in The Lion King.
One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here.
And even a famous news sting.
This is CNN, a network of Turner Broadcasting.
He is one of a select number with an Emmy, a Grammy, an honorary Oscar and a Tony.
The leader of the Venezuelan opposition says she will remain in the country after its presidential candidate went into exile. Maria Corina Machado said she would take part in the fight from Venezuela, while Edmundo González would support it from abroad. The Venezuelan authorities say the incumbent Nicolas Maduro won the election, but they haven't released detailed voting data to prove the result. BBC News. The disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein has undergone emergency heart treatment after being rushed to hospital from his New York jail on Sunday. Weinstein's lawyer told the BBC that the 72-year-old has been experiencing chest pains and multiple health conditions. Weinstein was convicted of rape and sexual assault in New York in 2020 and sentenced to 23 years in prison. Those convictions were overturned in April on concerns he hadn't received a fair trial, but he remained in jail pending a possible retrial. A US State Department official has said Washington didn't give any concessions to Nicaragua in exchange for the release of more than 100 political prisoners last week. Eric Jacobstein said the Nicaraguan president, Daniel Ortega, continued to incarcerate citizens for political reasons. Thousands of people have had to leave their homes because of wildfires in the western United States. The worst affected state is California, where the biggest fire has burned down 80 square kilometres east of Los Angeles. Only a fraction of the blaze is under control. Apple has unveiled its first iPhone to be purpose-built for generative artificial intelligence. The iPhone 16 was launched at an annual hardware event in California. Here's Lily Jamali.
Apple CEO Tim Cook says the new iPhone series is the first that's designed specifically for what it's calling Apple Intelligence. That suite of new AI capabilities was first unveiled at the company's Worldwide Developers Conference in June. Consumers can use the software to sort messages, finesse, and even rewrite notes. It also features an upgrade to Siri, the company's longtime virtual assistant. Apple's biggest event of the year comes as the company wants to stake its claim in consumer AI, as some critics say the company has fallen behind other players in Silicon Valley on that front.